Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Come Together, The Science and Art of Creating Lasting Sexual Connections is a non-fiction relationship and sexuality book by Emily Nagoski, PhD. It focuses on how couples can sustain satisfying sexual connection over time, especially in long-term relationships where desire, stress, routines, and unmet expectations often complicate intimacy. Rather than treating sex as a fixed measure of compatibility or frequency, the book reframes sexual well-being around pleasure, context, communication, and emotional safety. Nagoski combines research-based explanation with practical guidance, drawing on her background as a sex educator and her wider work on sexual response. The book is written for readers who want a more realistic and less judgmental framework for understanding desire. Its purpose is not to provide techniques in isolation, but to help partners recognize what supports or inhibits connection and to build a sexual relationship that fits their actual lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pleasure matters more than counting desire or frequency. A central argument of the book is that long-term sexual well-being should not be judged by how often people have sex or by whether desire feels spontaneous in the moment. Nagoski instead centers whether partners like the sex they are having, which shifts attention from performance metrics to subjective experience. This matters because many couples assume decline in desire is a sign that something is broken, when the real issue may be pressure, comparison, or a narrow idea of what healthy sex should look like. All by focusing on pleasure, the book gives readers a more flexible standard sex can be satisfying even when it is not frequent, highly spontaneous, or dramatic. The practical implication is that couples can stop treating desire as the only valid marker of sexual health and start asking what conditions make intimacy enjoyable. That reframing is one of the book's most important contributions because it reduces shame while still taking sexual connection seriously. Secondly, accelerators and brakes explain why desire changes with context. The book uses the idea of accelerators and brakes to explain sexual response as a system shaped by both arousing and inhibiting influences. Some cues, emotions, or environments stimulate interest, while others suppress it, and these factors vary widely from person to person. This framework is useful because it moves the conversation away from simplistic explanations such as low libido as a permanent trait. Instead, it shows that desire is often context-dependent stress, fatigue, conflict, body image concerns, or feeling emotionally unsafe can all slow sexual response even when attraction is present. The point is not that people can simply think themselves into desire, but that desire is more likely to appear when obstacles are reduced and supportive conditions are present. By identifying personal accelerators and brakes, readers can better understand why the same person may feel sexual interest in one situation and none in another. This makes the book analytically stronger than advice that treats libido as uniform or purely biological. Thirdly, emotional floor plan connects sex to emotional state and nervous system context. One of the book's more distinctive ideas is the emotional floor plan, which describes how different emotional states create different conditions for erotic openness. Nagoski distinguishes states that support pleasure, such as curiosity, play, or seeking, from states that make it difficult, such as fear, grief, rage, or overwhelm. This is important because it shows that sexual connection is not only about attraction between partners, but also about whether the mind and body can access a receptive state. The idea helps explain why a person may want intimacy in principle, yet feel inaccessible to it after an exhausting day or during unresolved conflict. Rather than pathologizing that response, the book encourages readers to see it as meaningful information about the environment they are in. The concept also helps couples think more concretely about what needs to change before sex becomes appealing. In that sense, the emotional floor plan turns vague talk about mood into a more usable framework for understanding readiness for intimacy. Fourthly, communication is treated as a sexual skill, not an optional extra. The book argues that lasting sexual connection depends heavily on how partners talk about sex, especially when desire is mismatched or absent. Nagoski provides language for discussing what helps someone get in the mood, what interrupts it, and how to respond when interest is not mutual without turning the situation into a personal failure. This approach matters because many couples avoid honest sexual conversation out of embarrassment or fear of hurting feelings, which can leave misunderstandings in place for years. By making communication central, the book treats sex as something collaboratively shaped rather than privately managed or silently endured. It also challenges the idea that a good sexual relationship should be effortless and self-explanatory. In practice, this means partners are encouraged to discuss context, timing, stress, and preferences instead of assuming that one person should simply adapt to the other. The book's communication model is valuable because it links emotional honesty to better erotic outcomes rather than separating relational skills from sexual satisfaction. Lastly, an inclusive long-term relationship framework replaces one-size-fits-all sex advice. The book stands out for its inclusive view of sexual relationships and its resistance to narrow cultural scripts about what sex should look like. It includes examples from heterosexual, LGBTQ, polyamorous, kink, and other relationship contexts, which signals that the underlying principles are meant to be adaptable rather than tied to one model of partnership. That inclusivity is not merely representational. It strengthens the book's argument that sexual well-being depends on context, values, and negotiation rather than on conformity to a standard template. Nagoski also challenges assumptions that long-term relationships naturally produce fading desire or that novelty is the main path to erotic vitality. Instead, she emphasizes friendship, prioritizing sex intentionally, and ignoring external expectations that do not fit the couple. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who feel pressure from cultural norms but do not see those norms reflected in their own lives. Its broader value is that it offers a realistic framework for sustaining intimacy without insisting that all couples should want the same things in the same way. In conclusion, Come Together is best suited for couples in long-term relationships, as well as individuals who want a clearer and less moralized understanding of sexual desire. Readers who have experienced mismatched libido, confusion about why sex has become difficult, or frustration with conventional advice will find it especially useful. The main benefit of the book is that it replaces shame-based thinking with a contextual model of sexuality, showing how pleasure, emotional state, communication, and relationship dynamics interact. It can help readers identify why sex may feel harder at certain times and what conditions make intimacy more possible. Compared with many books in the sex advice category, it is less focused on techniques and more focused on the structure of desire itself. That makes it stand out as a practical interpretation of sexual connection rather than a manual of performance. Its inclusive examples, research-driven reasoning, and compassionate tone also distinguish it from books that rely on narrow assumptions about couples. For readers seeking a realistic guide to sustaining sexual connection over time, it offers both intellectual clarity and usable language for changing the conversation. If you would like to support Emily Nagoski, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.